from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in, everybody. Don't forget, you can win some HTO right now by texting the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. I want to tell you, too, that mornings at KFH, staff enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Appreciate their support here on the program. Let's talk a little TBT, Tommy, as we get things underway at Charles Koch Arena. We get a big Aftershocks win. Never really any doubt there. 86-71. They move on to play Team Colorado, who disappointed us by beating the Kansas State alumni team. So Purple Rain is out. So we get no matchups yet of the alumni teams. And then you had a very dominating win by Florida TNT, a team that's been around for a long time. And that's who KU, Mass Street, will take on in the second round. Mass Street, also a convincing winner in the first round. And we are an Aftershocks and Mass Street win away from a pretty wild atmosphere on Wednesday night, if we can get it done. So right now you've got, here's the schedule today, 6 o'clock, you'll get the Mass Street game. That's on a streaming service. And then on national television on FS1, you'll get the Aftershocks and Team Colorado. Following that, should start around 8 o'clock tonight. Should be a lot of fun, I think. But, you know, all in all, here we go. Opening round in the books, and you know, we're off and running.
Yeah, we're right there. I mean, Team Colorado looked really good, and so that's going to be a challenge, I think, for the Aftershocks. I'm still picking them. I mean, it's the home crowd, and they're the higher seed. I mean, I like the Aftershocks to win this regional and to move on, to be the winner out of this bracket. But I think it will be a decent, at least, task, I think, for them after seeing the way that Team Colorado played the K-State alumni team in that opening round and knocked them off. For Mass Street, you know, they were able to get the win and they jumped out to an early lead over the weekend against the Colorado State alumni team. It wasn't easy, though, down the stretch. I mean, they had to work for it. Colorado State didn't, they didn't lay down. They didn't roll over easy at the end for that Elam ending. It was a battle down the stretch. Frank Mason, led that team, you know, Mass Street, to be able to get the victory to move on. And they've got a tough task in front of them as well. I'm excited for both of these matchups tonight. And I think that we're on a collision course. This is, you know, when we looked at the bracket when it first came out, for an Aftershocks and Mass Street matchup coming up in just a couple of days.
It will be tough to get there. I mean, I think both of these teams are in for battles tonight. I'm with you. I think, you know, maybe the first round they were able to do some things and all that, but I don't think either of these games will be blowouts by any means. We'll just put it that way. So I just pulled this up. We have betting odds on the TBT. And you better believe, because I didn't get a chance to do this weekend. I had my folks in town and we were finishing a remodel. We were busy running around having fun. So I didn't bet the first time. I'm going to bet tonight. You better believe it. Mass Street right now, 2.5-point favorite over Florida TNT. Over under there, 147.5. Now, I don't know about that. They got to 149. The Florida TNT LA Cheaters game got to 142. I would be inclined to go under that total. That seems kind of high. And then the Aftershocks total, and they got way up there, of course, scoring 86 points. But that Team Colorado K-State game was low scoring. Their total is 148.5. The Aftershocks are 6.5-point favorites here. That's a big number. That's a pretty big number. But they've been there before. Any of that catching your interest? I would probably go under the KU game. And oh man, and maybe take that. I don't think there's, let me look and see. I don't think we have player props. We do not. Maybe we will. That would be fun. They're both favored. I mean, that's, you know, we know that much. They're both favored. And I don't know how you set the betting odds on this. I have no idea how Vegas does it, but they do. Of course they do. And we're happy that they do and glad that they do it for us. But there it is. I mean, I guess you just take them both. Aftershock 6.5. That's a big number, man. I like the KU side and I like the KU under probably the most out of any of them.
Well, I think here's one thing about the Aftershocks that, and I haven't gotten an update on this. I don't know if there's anything official, but Rashad Kelly didn't play in the opening game for the Aftershocks. He missed the game. He had a family wedding that he had to go to. And Taylor Eldridge reported over the weekend that he was expected to arrive to Wichita yesterday and expected to play in today's game. I've not seen confirmation about whether or not he actually will, but he would be, you know, you would think a player that can help right away on the front lines for the Aftershocks. So if he is in fact in town and if he does in fact play in tonight's game, then that would, I think, strengthen that case that the Aftershocks, you know, should cover that spread and be able to, you know, take down that Florida team. So, it, you know, knowing that, you know, if that ends up being the case, then I feel more comfortable betting that spread. For me, it's kind of difficult because it's hard. You don't know, like, I don't really know hardly anything about the opponent. I don't really know a ton about how to bet games with the Elam ending. Like, I kind of go into it blind a little bit. I'm just kind of like crossing my fingers and hoping that I know what I'm doing if I'm betting these games. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I might throw a couple bucks at it, but I'm not confident one way or another. I just know that if Kelly is able to actually, you know, come in and contribute in tonight's game, that's going to help the Aftershocks quite a bit.
Sure, it will. How about the bucket on the Elam ending for the Aftershocks? Did you see that one yet? It ended, the bucket on the ending, the oop, it was fantastic. All right. So I would say this too. The crowds have been bigger. Let's see if we can get a bigger crowd out there tonight. There's less going on a Monday. I would imagine that it will be. And then if Wednesday gets here, that's going to be an environment that it hopefully gets the appropriate hype because it'll be a blast. It'll be a lot of fun. You've had a little trash talk from Marcus McDuffie to sort of set the tone for that. So we hope that's where it gets. Certainly, we'll have some fun with the betting. I'm going to just take them and hope that they cover their spreads. But if I do think that KU under is there, but the hope is we get that matchup. That's always been the hope, you know, some combination of two teams on Wednesday. If it happened, we'll talk more about this much later.
What's your justification on the KU under? Like, why are you going that direction?
Because experienced teams like Florida TNT held the opposition to 61 points. I mean, that, you know, I feel like the teams that do really well and have done this, they're usually, you know, a little better defensively. And neither of those teams blew that number out of the water. And in fact, the Florida TNT game didn't get there. The Mass Street game barely got there. So really what it is I would predict that the Florida TNT defense is much better than the Colorado State alumni defense. And so it'll just suppress that score a little bit. That would be the reason for me. I mean, go around and look, just sort of look around the other scores around the TBT. And I think as it goes along, it gets a little harder to score. But, you know, it's a little tricky for me because I couldn't sit and watch the games on Saturday. So I didn't see the style. I just think when you get further along and there are teams that are more experienced, I think it'll suppress that a little bit, just a little bit. And and they were both close to that number anyway. That would be the justification there. I know that the Shocker team can score like crazy. They've always been able to do that. So I'm a little leery on theirs, even though that team Colorado, you know, score against K-State. That was a low scoring slugfest. Stylistically, I would say the Shockers are more inclined to push it a little bit and get that up historically. So I would back off there. But I like that KU under. And I'll attack this several different ways. I'll probably do some fun little parlays and things like that. But, you know, just bet the favorites. Bet the two home teams and see if they can't push through. I really hope so. I think tonight will be a lot of fun. I'm excited to sort of lock into it a little bit as much as we can. Of course, we're going to be at a music concert, but we can catch, you know, we can catch some of it, maybe put it on a phone and just kind of keep up with it that way. But I really am excited about the potential for Wednesday if we get that matchup. Man, let's go.
And it sort of seemed like, I mean, obviously disappointing that Purple Rain couldn't move on. Sort of seemed like outside of Jacob Pullen, there was really no offense for the K-State alumni team. You know, when he wasn't on the court or when he didn't have the ball, there was really, you know, no offensive production. So, you know, would have been great to see all three of those teams, you know, be able to move on and, you know, have even a larger chance or larger opportunity to have local flavor on Wednesday. Now you're kind of down to just the Aftershocks and Mass Street.
That's what we're looking for. And at least one of them, right? We'd like to have both, but at least one, and then at least one advancing on to that next round. We certainly want somebody to win this tournament overall. There's no question about that. But selfishly, yeah, let's get the local matchup, please. Like, that's what we all want to see. That's what we all want to see. It's what it's all been building up to. These are two incredible rosters. The Aftershocks, of course, have the experience. KU has added all the star power, and let's go. Let's get them in there at Charles Koch Arena. I saw the Shocker teams, the men's and women's teams for Wichita State currently were there. Let's show those kids a rowdy and crowded and crazy arena, and let's just put it on display for this tournament. I know that it's a little more difficult to watch it than it has been in the past. Rick brings that point up because of this, you know, it's not on ESPN Plus, which made it a little bit easier. Isn't it funny that we've gotten to the world where I say it's easier when it's on ESPN Plus, but we're there. I totally agree, Rick. But then Shockers will be on national television tonight, so they'll be easy to catch. But that's all coming tonight for you. We will get that recap tomorrow as well and have some fun with it. Brandon Zenner will be out there. Maybe we'll see if he wants to hop on tomorrow and give us a recap as well. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. When we come back, I'm seeing a little chatter about what's happening with the tackles out there at Chiefs camp today. We can get to that update. John Harbaugh saying Lamar Jackson could become the best quarterback in the league. Is that crazy? I don't know. We'll get into it. We got some time here on Sports Daily on this day. Want to tell you that Crestview Country Club is bringing you that last segment there. Glad to have Crestview as a part of things for us here. It is golfing weather. Wear the bug spray. Skeeters are out there, but get out there and golf. We hadn't had a chance. It's been too hot. Not too hot now.
I played yesterday. It was great. It was a beautiful morning.
This is prime. When you can walk outside and there's a crisp in the air, there you go. There you go. Twilight golfers like me, let's go. It's a good week to golf. Get out there. Crestview's got 36 holes to choose from. Tell them we sent you. Take a tour. Check it out. See about all their different memberships. We appreciate their support here of the show. We'll check in again as practice is wrapping up from Chiefs camp. Just on the tackles. And I want to get to John Harbaugh's statements about Lamar Jackson, which is pretty interesting. That's all coming for you on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.